Tonight's shiur is in Tafrei Sadi, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. Tafrei Sadi, Dine Kriyas and Megillah, Halachas of reading Megillah, Sif Aleph. Kari Odom es Megillah ben Omid ben Yoshev. A person who reads the Megillah can do it standing or sitting. Aval Yukur bet Sibur Yoshev lechatchila, but it kavar Sibur. But if you're reading for it Sibur, you don't do it sitting down lechatchila, you should stand because of kavar Sibur. The Balkari can't just get up and do it on his own volition. Has to be invited by the Tzibur to read. The Kriya can be done standing or sitting. But the Bracha should be said standing up. In the Tzibur setting, you don't read sitting down. What's allowing to say? When you're laying in a Tzibur, you're laying standing up. We point out in Be'er Halacha that if he needs to lean on the bima when he leans, that would be okay. So if God gives him, also the chazan, can't just take the job himself. To the hoitz tzibur who in covered to most of the tzibur with the kriya is an honor. You can't take a covered for yourself because much like do unless they give him the honor. The kolz of ainu kavua kachdis if he's not the regular balkari. Avol shiach tzibur kavua. If he's a regular set sheikh tzibur, sheminu l'kach, that's his appointment, ein tzarech l'hamtin, doesn't have to wait for an invitation. So if, base, afilu shnayim v'afilu asar, yichon l'kosa b'yachad, you can have 2 or 10 people reading it simultaneously, v'yotzen heim v'hashoyim mehem. Everyone is yotzeh, the balikari and those who are listening. Mishtu b'rusev kon da'al, v'yotzen heim v'chulu. V'lo amina d'trei kurla mishtamoy shap. We don't say that 2 sounds are not properly heard, because amina in kriyas ha'torah, which we say by kriyas ha'torah, Lushar Duch, there are other examples. The Kriya is Uchaviva b'yoyis b'nehanes, because this Kriya is very dear because of the miracle. V'yavdait l'shmo heitav, and people pay attention to hear. V'kim and shaken, and since that is the case, Proshad hu b'imargish b'atzmo shem aval v'lem lei ha'koilus, it's if a person for himself feels that the multiple balikori confuse him. V'shi efsh l'shmo kolteves, and he can't hear all the words. V'vad l'yotza, certainly he will not be yotza. The assumption is he's yotza because he can hear. But if he can't hear, he's not going to be yotza. Se'if Gimel, Serech Lekroisa Kula, Umutocha Ksav, Megillah has to be read in its entirety from a klaf, then Kura al Pelayotz, if he reads it by heart, he's not yet so. V'tzarech Shtek Suva Kula, Fon of Chachila, should all be written in front of Chachila, al B'dievin, im Hishman Asay, ben Sasa Tevos, but if B'dievin, the Sefer left out certain words, Afilo al Chetze, even up to half, Lekroam HaKol, apparently the part that are missing, he reads al Pe, Yotze, that's okay. If he's missing the beginning or end, even a little bit, he's not yotze. Even in the middle, it can't be a complete topic that's missing. If it's more than half, even if they are written, but it's blurred, it's rubbed out, you can't really make out the words, then the Megillah is possible. So we have a much lower bar as far as what passes a Megillah than we would have by a Sefer Torah. Sif katan hei, tzarech l'kros ha'kul. The Megillah has to be read in its entirety. V'li kuvah, this is a ma'akev. V'dasov ha'poskim sh'afilam chisa mimenu aktiva achas l'yotza. Most poskim hold. Even if you miss one word, you will not be yotza. Sif katan vav, mitoch ha'ksav, has to be read from a klaf, from yisbar b'shas, the Gemara explains, that v'li kuvah kol posik v'megillah el shlo ha'yisa, HaMegillah Kashera, if he reads from some kind of Megillah, but it's not a Kasher Megillah, Namimikra Baal Peh V'Yotza, that's called Baal Peh, and you're not Yotza. Sifkar and Zayim, V'tzarash Teksuv V'Chulu, and it should be written in its entirety. But it's limited to say, the Mashamana L'Yotza, when we say you're not Yotza, HaNamkara Baal Peh, it's called Megillah or Rubu, when he reads the whole Megillah, or the majority of it, Baal Peh. HaMakara Miksasa Kashera V'Dev, but if he reads some of it from the Klaf, he's Kasher. And if the reason why he's reading about Peh is because the Sefer left out words in the middle, ad chetzi, up till halfway, even l'chadchila, you don't use a Megillah missing words. It would be kosher, and he would be yotze by reading from that Megillah. Sifkon ches, al b'yedevid v'chulu. If the Sefer left out words, from Ein Megillah Chesed, there is no other Megillah. Of course, Kara Bala Chachila and Chachila use that Megillah. Sef Kontes, Afilu Ad Chetzio. Even if you're missing up to half the words, not half, but up to half. Chetzio, if it's Mamish 50-50, Yesh La Ayin Im Ksher B'Diav. You have to know if the Megillah is Kasher. So there's an even number of words in a Megillah, or an odd number of words. makes it sound like even though we have to see the totals of how many words in the Megillah, if it's 50-50, he says, so that is a question if it's kosher at the end.
One sec, they have a Pickle Megillah, and somehow chapter 2 got left out.
Not chapter.
He said Inyan Shalem.
Yes.
True. He says an Inyan Shalem shouldn't be missing. That's the Ramah Yud basis. Keep going right there. Sifka and Yud, Avalim Hishvat Vechulu. But if he's missing the beginning or the end, the Vizin Nir Kech Sefer Chasid. That looks like a Sefer that's lacking. And therefore it's Pasuk Mashen Kebin Hishvat. But Pasuk Bans, if missing a Pasuk in the middle, anywhere like a Sefer Shalem, Shesh Batuyos. That's a Sefer Shalem with a mistake. Shem Adakta Megillah Vizek, Kozman Shatuyos, Enam Rubish on Megillah. For such a mistake, we don't pass the Megillah as long as it's not the majority of a Nikos Igeris, since it's called Igeris. Sifkan Yun Alf, Afilu Miuta. Beginning of the end is possible even if a little bit is missing. V'efshe Afilu Chosirak Pasuk Rishon or Achronah Yudakin. Pashtus, he says, even if you're missing just the first Pasuk or the last Pasuk, it would make the whole Megillah possible. Sifkan Yud Beis. So the Rama says, you can't be missing an Inyan Shalem. Da'afka lo Hishman Inyan Shalem, the Behishman Inyan Shalem, near Kasefer Chosir. Again, if you're missing a whole section, so that would be a sign that a Sefer is chaser. So that would probably mean if you missed the whole parak, it would be possible. He brings in on the side. If you left out the 10 sons of Haman, so it's not a whole parak, it's Pashtas Megillah's possible. Pashtas Megillah's possible.
So how
could you miss some of them?
How would you carefully leave out up to half a Megillah and have it remain kosher?
The Pesukim in the middle. A lot of Pesukim are missing in the middle. Not a whole parak, but they were blurred or rubbed out, cracked letters.
But up to half.
Yeah, it's the Megillah got damaged over time, whatever it is. That has to be a case like that.